This is Terry Mendel, D.O., dictating an attorney letter to Norman Reed, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Reed, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Dawn King, please note the following medical letter, period. Dawn is a first name, D-A-W-N, King last name, K-I-N-G. On October 28, 2025, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as took the history directly from the patient via telephone, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 57-year-old female, height 5'5", weight 165 pounds, who was involved in an automobile accident on December 21st, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another driver sideswiped the patient's vehicle, period. The vehicle was not drivable, period. No airbags deployed, period. The patient was in a Cadillac and was hit by a 4x4 truck, period. The patient was jerked, period. Her chest hit the steering wheel, comma. Her right knee hit the vehicle, and her right index finger also hit the vehicle, period. She had immediate pain in her right index finger, comma, right knee, comma, neck, comma, low, neck, comma, and low back, period. Despite treatment present day, she is still experiencing pain and difficulties in the neck and low back, period. Besides neck pain, she also has diminished range of motion, period. New paragraph. In relationship to the neck, the patient was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. Her pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 4 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing, piercing-type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates to the right elbow, period. New paragraph. In relationship to the lumbar pain, she was treated with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medication, period. Her pain is intermittent, period. It is approximately 5 hours per day, period. It is a throbbing type pain that ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 9 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down the right leg to the knee, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that she was seen in the emergency room at St. Vincent's Ascension, treated and released. She was given medication, period. She saw her family doctor through Community Health Network. She was seen several times. She was referred to a pain clinic as well as chiropractic care, period. This was through the community network, period. The chiropractic care was through pain management. She was seen a few times, and she did have an open-sided MRI of her neck in Marion, Indiana, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems with housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as basketball and baseball, comma, walking over a half mile, comma, standing over 7 minutes, comma, sitting over 15 minutes, comma, comma, lifting over 15 pounds, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include medicines for hypertension, comma, a statin, comma, diuretic, comma, pain pill, comma, muscle relaxer, comma, and over-the-counter pain medicine, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicine, comma, a muscle relaxer, comma, hydrocodone, comma, a back brace, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hypertension, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, diabetes, comma, and edema, period. New paragraph, past surgical history reveals surgery on her nose. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals her neck was injured in October of 2016 in an automobile accident. In that accident, she also injured her low back and fractured her nose, period. There was no permanency to the neck or low back. It was a strain and treated for approximately 1 year with physical therapy and medication. The accident from 2016 did resolve, period. The patient was in another automobile accident approximately 2020 where she injured her chest, comma, head, comma, and low back, period. There was no permanency in this injury, period. The back was treated about 9 months with physical therapy, chiropractic care, and medicine, period. This did resolve without permanency, period. The patient did not have work injuries, period. The patient does have a history of chronic pain syndrome for which she was treated at a pain center, period. New paragraph. Occupation, the patient is a family coach full-time. No major amount of work was missed from this accident, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records, including records from community health, family medicine, comma, advanced health physical therapy with chiropractic bills, comma, chiropractic records from advanced health, comma, Kashana Ruth FNP, comma, Cassandra is K-A-S-H-A-N-A, Ruth R-O-T-H, Mary an open MRI, in the police report, period. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Mary an open MRI of the neck. August 7th, 2023, they found a C5-6 broad-based desiccated disc bulge, as well as a C4-5 2-centimeter asymmetric right paracentral disc bulge, period. Advanced Pain Relief Center note, March 7th, 2023, assessment 1, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical spine, 2, cervical algia, 3, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar region, 4, low back pain, 5, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the thoracic region, 6, pain in the thoracic spine. Plan was chiropractic care that included segmental adjustments in the cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and right sacroiliac regions, period. End of report. Chiropractic daily note, November 27th, 2023. Dawn states that about a week up with a lot of pain in her neck, period. Dawn states that about a week up with a lot of pain in her neck, period. The pain goes down across the top of her right shoulder area, period. She went to the ER and they're having her see her pain doctor, period. She is missing work because the pain is so bad, period. Objective in the cervical area, moderate tenderness on the left, period. Moderate spasm, hypertonicity on the left, period. Severe tenderness on the right, period. Moderate slash severe hypertonicity. In the lumbar area, moderate tenderness. Moderate tenderness on the left and right, period. L4 restricted, L5 restricted, S1 restricted. Assessment included 1, segmental and somatic dysfunction of the cervical region, as well as segmental and somatic dysfunction of the lumbar region. Plan as they adjusted cervical, thoracic, lumbar, and S1. Period, end of report. Advanced Pain Management Note, January 11th, 2023. There are several office visit notes. Office visit note from June 8th, 2022. Dawn in for recheck. Neck is stable, period. July 12th, 2022. Dawn in for follow-up, period. Neck pain up due to stress, period. September 7th, 2022. Dawn in for chronic neck pain, period. October 13th, 2022. Patient presents with chronic neck pain, period. Patient was involved in MVA 2021, in which he was rear-ended, period. Note, December 14th, 2022. Patient presents with chronic neck pain. January 11th, 2023. Patient presents with complaint of chronic neck pain, period. Pain radiates down to both arms, period. Interested in seeing a chiropractor, period. Objective in the neck, flexion moderate, loss bilaterally. In the lumbar, this date, by the way, of this office visit is January 11th, 2023, from Advanced Pain Management. As I mentioned, the neck, flexion moderate, loss bilaterally. In the lumbar spine, flexion mild decrease, complaint of pain, comma, extension mild decrease, complaint of pain, comma, right rotation mild decrease, complaint of pain, comma, left rotation mild decrease, complaint of pain, period. Assessment is chronic pain syndrome, period. End of report. Kashana Ruth, FPN. Note, February 8th, 2023. They prescribed a lumbar support, period. Lumbar support is being prescribed to help relieve patient's pain by restricting mobility of the patient's trunk, period. End of report. Indiana officer standard crash report. December 21st, 2022, primary factor, failed to yield right of way. Total estimate of damage in crash, $25,000 to $50,000, period. End of report. New paragraph. Eye Dr. Mandel, after performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment as outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of December 21st, 2022 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number one, cervical trauma, comma, strain, comma, pain, comma, radiculopathy, comma, C4-5 and C5-6 disc bulges, period. Number two, lumbar trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and radiculopathy. Number three, right index finger trauma, comma, pain, comma, and strain resolved. Number four, right knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, and strain resolved. Next number, thoracic strain, comma, pain, comma, and trauma resolved. Next number, aggravation of prior chronic pain syndrome, period. All the above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of December 21st, 2022, period. New paragraph. In terms of permanency, the patient does have a permanent impairment to both the cervical and lumbar regions as a result of the automobile accident of December 21st, 2022, period. By permanent impairment, I am meaning the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion in both the cervical and lumbar regions for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages further, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. the patient was advised by her doctor she may need more physical therapy to her back, period. I certainly agree with this assessment, period. Ongoing prescription over-the-counter medication will cost $110 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A back brace will be necessary at a cost of $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some injections in her neck and low back will cost approximately $4,000, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. As I mentioned in my report, the patient does have a history of chronic pain syndrome and has had prior trauma to her neck and low back, period. Because of the two levels, of bulging discs in the cervical area, the patient will be much more susceptible and probably will require surgery in the cervical area as she ages, period. Although this automobile accident is not the sole contributing factor to this surgical intervention, it would be a major contributing factor, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have reviewed the patient's medical records, comma, took the history directly from the patient via telephone, comma, but I have not performed a physical examination, period. The purpose of this was to do an independent medical evaluation based upon the records, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.